Get the ground up and settle the bavasa daf lemon bays. The beginning of the bays, the beginning says, the beginning of the gemara. What am I? What are you relying? Hashtar in this document? Hashtar chas ba'amu. This document says, Rav Yosef, you can't say a migoy over here. It's mizuyif. It's just like a piece of earthenware. Rav Tzai says, Tim, it's a wonder. Because what do you mean? Why don't we believe him? Why is Rav Yosef not concerned for Rabba that there is a migoy? What do you mean? The Ibai, if he wants to, Amr could have said Shtar Ma'ayu, that was a bona fide document. So why wouldn't you say Amigo in this case, and we should believe him right now, that he had a true document that proves that it was his, that just that he lost. The Rebbe answers, no, we don't say Amigo to extract money from someone else's, which is what this case is talking about. Because Umashu Muxik Bekarka, this that he's in possession of the karka, in a klum, it's nothing because the karka becheskin by lekaima, the karka remains in the chazaka of the owner. Kibin she'in l'shtar, it doesn't have a shtar, as we're showing. But lechazaka no chazaka el bedvarim bi'alma, it's just with words. I mean that he's saying shtar ma'al yahavali. Oh, I had a good document because it was lost. And v'loyim mina migu because we don't say migu elahachzik mam and don't maintain hold on to money. Sheyochel lift to asma they could exempt himself from the claim ayde migu, but not migu lahaitzi. Or you know another approach is imyeshli shtar echazaka if he had a document or chazaka v'zeh ba'ol of sorayos and this guy's coming to validate his proof. Ozeh yochel kaim and then he could validate his proof ayde migu by migu k'may kamei didi zavne minach like oh in front of me. He bought it from you. Migdi boy amma. Since if I wanted, I could have said menach zavend. I bought it from you. Va'achalti shnei chazaka, and I had it for the years of chazaka, which is to be machzik a claim. But not to be mighty. But it does not seem to be correct to the re. Midaloy mefarish time ahochi behedya. From the fact that it doesn't explain this explicitly, mash b'tzali lamashem hachiu. That this is not the point. The Rav Yosef doesn't say that, oh, because he's not going to turn for the migui because he cannot make a claim where it's to be mighty. It sounds like that it's simply because it's not true. So Benir Lari appears to the Ri, the time of Rav Yosef, the reason of Rav Yosef, the reason why he doesn't say migui over here is keeping less lehacha migui. You don't really have a migel and can check it chila only because it's originally a lie. So it's l'shak et chila v'loimar v'har shtar because he can't really make a claim now that he would have had a true document that he lost. Only if he originally lies and he brings the forged document to court that to rely on that, and then he's being believed to say, oh, that you know. If I wanted to, I could have, but that Migui is only built on the false claim that he originally made. So therefore, he's not believed. Or in another approach, Mishum Hachid Le'aminon Hachid Migui. The reason why you don't say according to Bishum here Migui is Mishum Dabachayz Abitoyin. It's like making a claim and going back and making another claim. Because the Mikar Ta'in Bahashtar originally said, this is the document. And then he's going back and he's admitting, no, the Chaz Ba'amu, you're right, it's just the Erdem Ashar. Elder Shtar Ma'ayyabli had a different document. Well, that's a different claim. Chayz Abitoyin doesn't work.
Depending on what case you're talking about, Zusim or Ara, that's going to be either like Rabba or Rabbi Yosef. Where Rabbi Nishmo appears, the Rashbam explains. He says, yeah, the Mesatkla, because not sure how the Allah is like. Now, so you have to push and explain based on that. And now you have to differentiate between the tray of tray, between when you have a doubt because of a contradiction of two sets of witnesses, which is the halach over here, when we're not sure what the halach is, because the hodluk, you have to say that this, that we don't put it into possession of the original owner, which is what we're saying over here, but we don't do that. The Gemara brings the meaning, where a guy was sometimes saying, sometimes not. We have two against two. There we said, okay, it's going to maintain in the chazak of the original person. Yeah, so it's two against two. It's like it's non-existent. And therefore, we're going to maintain it in the original owner, which was this barshatya. Not sure, was he a shaitor now when he sold it? We're not sure what the halacha is, nothing to do with a contradiction of two. Hasam leshach kol ha'lamim, but it's not really so applicable to say ukma cheskes mar kama, they remain with the original person's possession. And menaitz miyat ha-muchzik, and to take it away from the muchzik. No, the muchzik is the muchzik. And therefore, halacha is a grabo when it comes to the land, and he's going to get to keep it. Which Taisa b'deichu, it's pushing it. Why is this different over the suffix of trey versus the suffix of dina? Boy, moreover, the hilchas amashma, when you say halach is like rabba, sounds like the legami plays like rabba, that totally in regarding property, we rule like rabba, but lame is suffix, and not out of doubt. And that is a fila of it, krab yesiv, that would sound like that even if it's done like a reason, but the ebit, like of it, after the fact, it's not done, but if it's suffix, then but after the fact, you would say like a reason. Appears to the read the Ainu time with the halachas of Arak Rabba. The reason why we say regarding property halachas like Rabba and the Krav Yisrael Bezuzi is Meshum Nabrinan Migui Lukmi Mamayna. Because as we've previously established, a Migui we say to maintain money, this Lukmi Ara Beches Kismara, and therefore the same would apply by property that we would maintain Beches Kismara, the Kaima Hashta, where it is right now, which is the Muchsik. Because the Migui tells us the one who has a Nan, not Lahitzi. That says that it could say that it never was. And you could say that these are other ones. Although we don't say migid to extract. There's different because there's a document for the lender. So he's like the muksig in the money that's in the hand of the borrower, and therefore that's why. But in general, you wouldn't be able to say migud lahaitzi. The next test master begins with the gemara. Nabik lakal of the ka'ochel ar liyasmi. Word got out that he was consuming the property of the orphans. Pidush, in other words, yotzak koil. The rumor went out. Shur shal yisayim that it belongs to the orphans and it's not his. Abul in the fash, but don't explain the yotzak koil that word went out. The mitchalei shalavim that originally was their fathers of Achshav, but now lahay yoidin. But now they didn't know. In other words, don't say that the rumor went out that the property belonged to the father of the orphans that died, but there was no rumor on this that the karka belonged right now to the assignment. That can't be. Because if that was the case, then he could say, Lekuchi biyadi. That, yeah, what do you mean? It was the father's, but I bought it for them, and now it's his. Because like you see, he was Maxik in the years of Chazaka, as the Gemara continues to explain. So why would I take the karka away from him? Obviously, no, that it's not that it was the father's. It went out that it's actually of the orphans themselves.